Okay, so this is July 1st, 2014, 3:06 p.m. It's been 10 days since the solstice, and this is the first audio log I'm recording of my studies of this unfinished copy of the Liber Ivanus. I would like to state once again, for the record, that I highly protest that I was assigned to this dead-end project. Of course, the senior professors gave themselves the task of studying the rediscovered Necronomicon, the one found with hideous new annotations and corrections written within it, and of course. No. No, the old men seem to be of the opinion that no woman should be attached to their eventual published paper. No, we can't break that tradition here at the Miskatonic. So yes, here I am skimming through a fairly common and half-written translation of this test, and I don't expect to need to record many of these. This is August 26th, 7:14 p.m. I haven't done a new one of these in a while since nothing new happened. Weeks of work and no progress until a freak accident. To be clear, I'm a fairly chaste woman. I'm unburdened by many carnal thoughts, but I am human. After meeting a certain colleague, no details are needed, but let's just say I was more than a little sexually aroused when I stepped into my designated lab at Miskatonic. Decided to hurry up with the day's work, but my mood wouldn't abate. As I was skimming the text, I couldn't help but find my hand involuntarily rubbing my well, this increased my arousal, and when I got to the blank pages in the second half, well, there was text. I couldn't tell the language, but I will soon. I've tested it since, but it seems the only show up of my mental state is extremely aroused. The stronger the arousal, the clearer the text. Right now, I can't even see entirely new text, but this level of arousal is extremely difficult to maintain. I'll report back later on this breakthrough. It is September 7th, 2:15 p.m. Progress is extremely rapid lately, and at the risk of turning this into a personal diary, I am going to be adding that strange things are increasingly common in my personal life. The research into the book is going very well. And I've transcribed the majority of the hidden text. However, I still haven't found the language, and I'm not quite ready to show the finding to others just yet. Right now, I do wish to put to record those strange events. Now, that this may have all been imagined or due to my long and odd hours, but I've noticed many changes to myself. First, my libido has become unnervingly high. I constantly have these carnal sexual thoughts. Now, on the bright side, reading the hidden text is much easier when I'm constantly aroused, but I. Second, and most troubling, I've had these recurring and increasingly vivid dreams. They're always the same. I wake up on cold stone, and I see constellations of these strange, almost alien stars above me. And then I hear this chanting from dark forms all around me in some foreign tongue, and then I feel the breath on me as this huge form rises over me. His hairs brush against my naked skin, and then he penetrates me deep. It's almost as if I'm on display for these forms as they chant louder and louder as this creature breeds me. And I can never run away. Each time I try to fight him, he holds me down and uses my body, just panting and growling. Each time my body reacts against my will. I try to fight him off. I try to run away, but each time he slams me into a wall of pleasure. I can't help but succumb to this inhuman beast. I can't help but let him breed me. And each morning I wake up with my blankets on the ground, my body sweaty and sore, and I don't like it. I don't want it. It's rape. It's horrible. Violent rape. God, I just wish the dreams would stop. Okay. The final strange thing is my body. I seem to be in the midst of some transformation, like some extremely late second stage of puberty. No, I've never been the most well endowed or even, attractive woman. I never gave much thought to physical charms, but lately I swear I just look more asexual. My figure's fold out, my breasts are larger, my lips are fuller. Hell, somehow my skin's cleared up, and I rarely even have a need for my glasses. This is probably the cause of my arousal, but just in case, here it is for record. I will say, too, that my attention from the opposite sex is becoming a nuisance. The stares and impure glances only increase the fire inside me. Just know you can have any or even all of those men. Part of me is increasingly, sickeningly tempted to actually have sex with them, maybe even like right there in public, and God, what's happening to me?
October 14th. Dreams are every night now, sometimes multiple times a night, and outside of waking up exhausted and sore, I remember them less and less. Please, not again. I'm human. I'm human. Not one of you. Oh God, no. No, please. I'm still sore. I'm still sore. Please, please let me go. Oh God, no. No, no. cum. I'm covered in your fucking cum. God, why?
It's November 30th, 2015, 9:09 p.m., 21 days until the solstice. This is my final entry. I've tried discussing this with the professors, but then no men treat me like before. It's as if they fall under some sort of power of mine. Like, they get blank stares and wait for me to tell them to drop their pants or something. There's no talking with men anymore, and I can't help myself. God. So many men. The child, or the thing inside, has cravings. Not normal cravings, but cravings for a specific seed for men. One day maybe intelligence, and the next raw physical strength. It's almost like it's searching for the perfect mix of traits. This final recording is to say that I pray I've gone insane, and that this is just an extremely elaborate delusion. I've lost control of myself. The dreams have stopped, but instead they're replaced with this endless desire for men, and I can't stop it. No matter how many men, how many acts I do, I still crave more. I need them in my mouth. I need them touching me, using me. Any hold they want, it doesn't matter. I'll take it. And I lack the will to stop them, and they can't even resist me. I don't know what this means. What it has to do with the dreams and that thing. But I do know it has something to do with that dark, evil book. I do know that none of this is good for mankind. I beg you, please, if you hear this, stop me. Find me and kill me. Put me down and make sure the thing within is not born. Please, you must do this. Kill it! Kill me! Or this will be the end of us all.